Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortion ballot initiatives fail in three states. We're going to be talking about this and the other states on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, as we've discussed before, there were a total of 10 pro-abortion ballot initiatives on the ballot in various states trying to push through the right to abortion and change the Constitution. And praise God, three states, Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota, defeated these extreme pro-abortion amendments, but we still have some work to do in these other states.
That's right. While these three states thankfully defeated these pro-abortion amendments, and in fact, Nebraska had two amendments on the ballot, a pro-abortion amendment and a pro-life amendment.
That was very unusual.
Yeah, it was very unusual. And so the question is, what happens? And the answer is, the one that got the most votes wins, and the one that got the most votes was
the pro-life.
Amendment.
Yes, praise God.
So that was really good. So a pro-life amendment went on the ballot. Now, the pro-life amendment says that it would ban abortion after 12 weeks. So it could be better, but it obviously defeated the abortion amendment, which would have been worse. But there were seven states that had amendments which succeeded. And unfortunately, those states include Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York. And New York has basically an abortion slash ERA slash LGBTQ amendment on the ballot. So that's a very bad amendment in that state. There's going to be a lot of a fight that will have to be conducted in some of these states. And obviously, to prevent these abortion advocates from going to other states in future elections. In Florida, obviously, we defeated this radical abortion amendment. Everything was on the line in Florida because on April the 1st, the Florida Supreme Court upheld the 15-week law and then in doing so overruled a 35-year-old previous precedent from 1989 called TW, which then found that there was a so-called right to abortion in the Florida Constitution. On April 1, 2024, the Florida Supreme Court reversed that and said there is no right to abortion in the Florida Constitution with a 6-1 decision upholding the 15-week law. And then that allowed the 6-week heartbeat law to go into effect on May the 1st, which then opened up $30 million of annual appropriations from the state of Florida for baby diapers, formula, cribs, other kinds of resources, including job training and job placement for women going through pregnancies. And that's an annual recurring $30 million appropriation. That immediately shifted Florida to one of the most pro-life states in the nation. But then it all was on the line with Amendment 4, because if that had passed, we would have had just a short-lived time of celebration of life.
Absolutely.
From April 1 until November 5, where Florida would have been the most pro-life or one of the most pro-life states in the nation. And then on November 5, if we had lost, it would become one of the most extreme radical abortion places in the nation. And understand the significance of this. Last reporting cycle, in terms of how many abortions are reported to have been performed in Florida, and I say reported because there's probably abortions that were done in Florida by virtue of
the abortion pills
that were shipped across state lines that are not reported.
And that's the majority of abortions now.
So at least what we know, what we know is reported of a couple of years ago, is 84,000 children were killed in Florida by abortion.
Right.
Those numbers probably exceed 100,000.
Yeah. And now you look at, for example, South Dakota, which also they won in favor of life. About 60% of the residents voted against it. And that amendment would have enshrined abortion until birth for any reason into the Constitution for South Dakota. So now the state's near total abortion ban remains in effect.
Yeah. So, you know, and in going back to Florida just for a minute, we're talking about 100,000 or more. At least we know 84,000, but probably higher. 100 probably plus 1,000 children will now live and they won't be slaughtered in Florida because this amendment for abortion amendment was defeated.
Right. Well, in God's eye, even if it was just one child, it's valuable.
But it's so staggering to think about is, that. It staggering is. Staggering that you're talking about 100,000 little children will see life.
Right.
And Florida, before the April 1 decision, because of this 1989 liberal decision that goes back 35 years ago, before it was overturned on April the 1st, after Dobbs was overturned in 2022, Florida became an abortion destination. Every year, Florida became more and more abortion percentages of out of state. And I think we were up to about, at least as to what we know, as of 2 years ago, 2022, 8,000 or so out-of-state abortions a year.
Right.
And so people during COVID, when they were getting, when they were coming to Florida, that's when the abortions started to increase. When Dobbs came down and then the surrounding states like Alabama and Georgia began to pass pro-life laws, people started to come into Florida. And so had this happened in Florida, Florida would not only have killed its own children, but it would have been a destination for people to come and kill their children, which was really sad to see that in Florida. But praise God, that was defeated.
Yes.
Now, also, on a side note, Florida also defeated the Amendment 3, which is the marijuana, the recreational marijuana. That was a good defeat as well, because otherwise, you can imagine spring break, bike week, speed weeks. Oh, my goodness, what Florida would have become had that particular recreational marijuana amendment passed.
And the purpose for that was really for one particular company to make all the money. So, that would have been awful. That stuff is nasty. But, and going back to pro-life, as you mentioned before, Nebraska had the two initiatives, and praise God, more than 55% of Nebraskans voted in favor of the pro-life amendment, which would essentially enshrine a right to life, which is what the Constitution, the purpose of that is to protect life, but would enshrine a right to life for unborn children in the second and third trimesters, except in the cases of rape, incest, and when the mother is having a medical emergency.
So then there were other states, Arizona, it had Proposition 139. It passed. Colorado had Initiative 89. Passed with about 61% or so of the votes. Arizona was about 60% or so. And then Maryland, question one, overwhelmingly passed, unbelievable, with about 75%
That's horrific.
Of people voting in favor. Montana had about 57% of the voters in favor. Nebraska, as we've already talked about, had 51% for the failed abortion amendment. And then 55% plus for the pro-life amendment. Nevada had about 63% voting in favor. And New York had about 61%. Mm. South Dakota had about 60% of people that rejected the abortion amendment. South Dakota had a 50% threshold. So South Dakota, you know, was a target early on by Planned Parenthood because South Dakota laws ultimately restricted abortion after Dobbs. And consequently, the sole abortion clinic in South Dakota moved over to Minnesota and put a lot of money in trying to shift that small state, thinking that they could throw a lot of money into South Dakota. All they needed was the majority, and they failed. So South Dakota, good job to the people in South Dakota for defeating this abortion amendment.
But all I say is, you know, after Roe was overturned in 2022, the issue of abortion, which is horrific to even think that they put it in voters' hands to begin with, but it goes back to the states. And as a result, you see these states have a lot of work to do when they're overwhelmingly voting in favor of killing unborn children.
You know, that's the staggering thing,
yes,
Holly, when we think about the results of this. You know, you want to like download what's in your mind and the images that you've seen, like with regards to abortion, and put it in front of somebody that votes in favor of one of these amendments and say, is this really what you support? I don't think that's what they really support.
That often happens too when the people go on the street and they show someone a video about abortion. It totally opens their eyes.
And that's what happened to me in 1983 when I saw the documentary Assignment Life. I just sent it to somebody else the other day. You can still find it online. It's grainy because it's from 1983, but that was a brand new documentary then. But I saw a first trimester real-time abortion. And when you see that, all this rhetoric just falls to the wayside. When you see this little baby reassembled again, and it's just a little baby with eyes and rib cages and ears and fingers and toes and so forth. It's just a human being. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, what we need to educate people about the real issue of abortion. And pastors, you can't be silent on this or, frankly, any other biblical issue. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.